Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows.
Appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg's plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States.
Right.
He's a traitor.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property, please.
Some shots were fired.
There's Bilderbergers right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop it here in Texas. We stop the New World Order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
Chance for the President of the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Yes. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Hey, how you doing? It's Joseph Gibson here, broadcasting live from Greensboro, North Carolina at 6.08 p.m. on the East Coast in North Carolina. Of course, it's about 9,000 degrees down here. It has been all summer long, one of the worst summers that we've had in a long, long time. 90 degrees, we've broken records. Is it global warming? No, it's not global warming. Come on, knock it off with that crap. Has anyone got any proof of global warming? I don't want to hear any of that crap or that nonsense. You know, the fact of the matter is times are changing. We have more tornadoes today. We have more hurricanes today. We have more earthquakes today. And we have more natural disasters today than we have had any other time in history. Just go back and look at what since it's been recorded. And I don't want to hear, well, technology has been able to record it sooner or quicker than what, you know, blah, blah. I don't want to hear that argument. Fact of the matter is that times are changing. Times are changing. We live in a different time here today, and that's the way it is. If you missed Sunday night show, we had a very good show. It was an awesome show, actually. We talked about Amazon, the corrupt criminals of Amazon. And I want to know, has anyone made any progress with Amazon? Has anyone done what their due diligence that they said they were going to do? I know there's callers not on the line here tonight that should be here to give us an update. I mean, if you're going to win, you know, it's old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. If you're going to win, then you need to keep hitting them. You got to be like a beetle stinging them. You got to keep going after them. You know, you just can't send one letter. You can't send one email and think you're going to get justice. And if that's what you're all about, then you know what? You deserve to get burned and ripped off. You need to fight. Fight. And continue to fight. You stand up and fight. And that's how this country was founded. You know, screw those criminals at Amazon. To hell with them, and don't ever admit to nothing. They are criminals. They are scumbags. Amazon is a global corporation, and we went over this on Sunday night show, and if you missed it, you need to go back, and we went over it on last Thursday's show, and we had a good show there. We finally got some stories here where people called in and told us the story on Sunday, which was very powerful, but they need to be back here again. We need updates. We need to keep fighting. Keep fighting. What, you think this country was founded on one battle? What the hell's wrong with you people? You know, I don't want to hear, well, you know, I don't feel good today. I got a stomach ache. And, you know, I got to bring the kid. You know, listen, we all got excuses. You got to keep fighting. Keep up the work. Keep making the phone calls. Keep sending the emails. Keep fighting. If that you want justice, keep fighting. You got to do it. You got to. You know, nothing's going to fall in your lap. Like we played last week, it's a big club, and you ain't in it. You're not in it. You're not a part of it. But I know a lot of people out there, they depend on friends, and they depend on the church, and I wanted to bring that up tonight. Phony pastors, phony friends. I've met a lot of them over the years. We've had a few on this show. I'm not going to give any names. I'm not going to single anybody out here. I don't think that would be the right thing to do, because they're not here to defend themselves. However, fact of the matter is, I don't want to hear, God bless you, brother, you're my Christian brother, and you're taking a vacation, and my electricity's being shut off. Don't you call me your brother. You're not my brother. You're not. Okay? And pastors out there who are receiving salaries, okay, walking around in a $300 suit and $90 dress shoes should be ashamed of themselves. You should be ashamed of yourselves, you pastors out there. You're a bunch of crock of baloney crap taking vacations around the world, you know, around the country, talking about God bless you, brother. Bless you. Bless your heart. I don't want to hear that crap. A real, what, you claim you worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus Christ wasn't walking around in a three-piece suit and brand new shoes. And he wasn't working 40 hours a week and putting in overtime, and he wasn't getting donations from people. Okay? He wasn't. He didn't have a $3 million brick building on the corner of the richest neighborhood in town talking about come worship at my church. Jesus Christ didn't do that. No, he was arrested and murdered. How about Paul? How about Paul? He was arrested and murdered. How about Peter? He was arrested and murdered. You 501c3 fake goddamn pastors, you damn you, you phony balonies. You're all scumbags, you 501c3 bow down to your criminal government. Yeah, your tax-free handout. Shame on you. And you pick up a Bible and say, bless your heart, bless your health. By what Peter said, John said, this said. What do you say? You don't got nothing to say, because none of you are here today to answer yourselves. You're phonies. You're phony balonies. Bless your heart. Don't you bless my heart. My heart's doing just fine, and if it's sick and it needs help, you ain't going to help it. You ain't no doctor. Don't talk about bless my heart. Pastors out there are phony balonies, and all you churches out there are phony balonies. The people out there suffering. People out there starving. And you're going to call me your Christian brother. No, give me that crap. You ain't my Christian brother. I don't want to hear that crap. I don't want to hear that nonsense. You're full of crap. All of you. All of you. And I got a good mind to call a couple pastors here tonight and put them on the spot. And, of course, what they're going to do is, oh, well, brother. Even the pastor has to have a place at the table. They always got some excuse. I just told you, Peter was arrested, Paul was arrested, Matthew was arrested, all the apostles were arrested. So why don't you lead by example? Why don't you get arrested and sacrifice yourself. There's a lot of people out there who have done that, who fought for the right thing. Because if you truly believe in something, that's what you should stand up for. Driving around in a brand new car financed by a criminal bank, the money changers. Well, what did Jesus say about the money changers? He whipped them out of the temple. He whipped them. The only time he used force in his ministry. But yet you do business with them, Pastor. Pastor. Yeah.
Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
Oh, Paul, they always got an answer. They always got an answer, don't they? You know, I'm sick and tired of these people out there taking advantage of, you know, it's a business. The fact of the matter is, churches or businesses, stay away from them. They're going to take your money, and all they want is your money. That's all they want. Stay away from them. I'm not saying don't believe in something, not believe. I'm not saying that. I would never turn anyone away from something that's helping them. But don't give your money to some guy in a suit and tie, standing at a pulpit, talking about he has all the answers, because he's got no answers. I called out Dr. Peter Ventura tonight to come on to this show. Where is he at? He's running. He ran away. He ran away like a coward. He don't want to talk about this. Let me tell you that. But he's got no answers. He's got none. He's a coward. He runs away. But I understand he's got to do what he's got to do to survive. Just tell me that. Tell me that. Hey, I got to do what I got to do to survive. You know, hey, you know. All more power to him. If that's what he's got to do to survive, if that's what he's got to do to screw people over out of their money and pretend to be a man of God, then that's fine. Hey, more power to you, man. Just be honest about it. That's all I'm asking. You know? No, but don't persecute me and tell me you're a sinner. Come on, man. These pastors are phony balonies out there. They're phonies. These churches. I got a church on every corner down here. Baptist church. You walk in there, the doors are 9 times out of 10 locked, all right? But you go there during service, the pastor's wearing a nice brand new suit, and you're starving to death. Hey, they won't help. Yeah, well, we can give you a loaf of bread. You know, I mean, they'll give you a little box of generic food that they got donated from the local grocery store. But let that pastor reach into his pocket and give you a $20 bill. That's not going to happen. And that's one thing I noticed also about Dr. Peter Ventura. I've known him for a long time. I've never seen him come off a dollar. I've never seen him reach in his pocket and pay a dollar for anything for anybody. You know? And I've never seen any pastor that I've seen preach ever reach into their pockets, because they're phony and they're full of crap. They walk around, you know, I like how when they hand out those gospel tracts, they're like, you're in a grocery store, and can I get this to you? Yeah, sure. And then they run around the corner to see if you're reading it. And it's got the address of the church on the back. If he really cared about if I was being saved or not, why has he got his business address on the back of the tract? What does it matter what church I go to as long as I'm saved, right? That's what should matter, right? Because it's a business. They're soliciting you. Religion is at the bottom of the barrel of the evil around this world. It is at the bottom of the barrel. All religion. All of it. Muslim, Catholic, Baptist, Jehovah Witnesses, the Mormons. They are at the bottom of the barrel. And they should be ashamed of themselves because they have an opportunity to do something good for people. Well, churches do good. He turned the lights on for Miss Harriet down the road. Yeah, well, what, you know, it's all crock of baloney. Yeah, and they get on the TV and they show off, blah, blah, blah. They are the most corrupt corporations, 501c3. I remember when I went on the Sound Doctrine show there at another network, and I read off the 32 rules of being a 501c3, what you couldn't preach against, exactly opposite of what the Bible says. You got to cooperate with Caesar. Did Jesus cooperate with Caesar? No, he didn't. Did Paul? Did Matthew? Did Peter? No, they were arrested and murdered. Those were men that died for what they believed in. So I give them their due. I don't give Dr. Peter Ventura or any other doctors out there who are phony balonies taking vacations around the country talking about, I love you, brother. You love me? Hey, I need a little help. Well, I ain't got no money. I can't give you no money right now. You know, I got bills of my own to pay. Well, you got a $3 million church right there. You got a building there that could support a city if you sold it for a year. You could feed a city for a year if you sold that damn building you got right there. Well, that's where people come get saved, you know. Jesus didn't have no building. Come on, now. It's a crock of crap. It's all a crock of baloney. It's a crock of bull crap. You should be ashamed of yourselves out there walking around in suit and ties. You know, I want to bring this up right now. You know, I was at a party here in Connecticut, and everyone's in shorts and a T-shirt. It's like 92 degrees out, and here comes Pastor. I'm not going to give any names, but we all know some people out there who are on the phone line tonight. Here's Dr. So-and-so. He's in a freaking suit and tie, you know? It's like 100 degrees out. People are asking him, aren't you hot in that suit? No, I feel pretty good. Yeah, meanwhile, the beads of sweat are rolling down his head, you know? Stop putting on a show. You're not fooling anybody. You're not. Stop putting on a show. You son of a gun, you. You're dirty for doing that. You're dirty, and I'm calling you out, and you won't call in tonight. Maybe I'll call him. Dirty little brat. That's what he is. Dirty little brat. Anyway, all right, I got a caller here who's on the line. We'll go ahead and open up the phone lines. I just felt like spewing that out because I'm sick and tired of these phonies out there. I don't want to hear bless you, brother, bless your heart. And I don't want to hear that crap tonight. I really don't. You know, we got something going on here in this country right now where people need to start waking up. Enough is enough. Oh, all right, 678, go ahead. Hello,
hey,
678, I think this is Justin. Yeah, go ahead, Justin.
Yeah,
what's up, brother? How you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. I was just sounding off a little bit in my introduction here, so don't take offense to it. I'm just let people know how I feel here tonight. I'm a little upset and a little angry at certain individuals out there that are phony baloney. But, of course, you know, and they have an opportunity to call in tonight, but I may have to chase after them. But go ahead, Justin. What's on your mind?
Well, this is a little bit off topic, but I just kind of wanted to touch base on the internet censorship that's going on right now. Like, there was a hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday, which Jack Dorsey from Twitter and Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook, they went before, a few senators, and, you know, like, they were basically called upon, like Marco Rubio, for example. He, I'm paraphrasing here, but he said to him yesterday, he said, we've asked you to do a few things. We've asked you to go after, quote-unquote, bad actors, and to make sure, in a roundabout way, to make sure that they're kind of deplatformed, that they don't have a voice, that they're not able to quote unquote interfere with internal affairs. Now, what's going on here? Let me start out by just saying this. Back in 2016, I was approached by a lady named Elise. I don't remember her last name, but she wanted me to participate in a UN initiative, which was called the He for She Initiative. And what she wanted me to do was basically get on social media and advocate for like abortion rights and things of that nature. But she wanted me to play along as though it were grassroots. In other words, she wanted me to be an actor. And what these people are doing, they're deplatforming people like Alex Jones,
kind of like a troll, like a troll kind of way. You know,
yeah,
you'd be trolling,
yeah.
Facebook and being paid. Wow, that's interesting. Wow.
Yeah, and, there was a whole lot to that. Like, they have these toolkits that are, like, you can actually go on, like, any search engine, and, just type in, like, for example, UN Women Social Media PDF, and it'll bring up one of these toolkits. You can download them and read them. They have networks of people online doing this, and they wanted me to participate. I declined because I don't want any part of the UN at all. But
do they have a phone? Do they have a phone number that we can call and we can pretend that we want to get on this type of program? I mean, we could do that live on the radio.
Contacted on Facebook. I wasn't given a phone number, and you know the conversation was somewhat brief. You know, I declined. They explained to me, you know, what they wanted me to do, or she did, and you know, I told them no, that I wasn't interested. I don't know of any phone number, but you know, this is all stuff that you can look into. What these people are doing, they have plants all over social media, and like, I mean, basically actors that are, I don't know if you're familiar with Agenda 21, which is now the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, but that's what they're pushing towards. Like, they wanted me to work on, like, the gender equality end of it, where I'd be advocating for women's abortion rights and et cetera. They wanted me to pass it off as though it were grassroots, as though I were coming up with these ideas on my own and I wouldn't be putting up to do so. And what they're doing, like, with those hearings yesterday, they said that they wanted to deplatform bad actors, quote-unquote. But that's just their way of saying, like, they're deplatforming people like Alex Jones, who is not an actor, but he has legitimate opinions. He's legitimately concerned about what's going on in this country.
Yeah, they're shutting them down. Yeah, they're blackballing them, yeah.
And they're, you know, they're taking the label actor and they're attributing it to people like Alex Jones and other conservatives, people who are actually exposing this type of stuff that's going on, like on social media and elsewhere. And they have these actors, if you will, in like every sector. And at that hearing yesterday, Marco Rubio also said that something along the lines of we always envision these social media platforms as a tool to be used for good. But as we are finding out, quote unquote, bad actors are taking these tools and they're manipulating them to intrude on internal affairs.
That's a good point, Justin. That's a good point. And people out there, they need to understand. See, right now we have the internet. We have Blog Talk Radio. We have social media still. And we're still able to, you know, but what happens when they regulate us? They're shutting down Alex Jones. What happens when they shut down me or they shut down you? Or they already shut you down, Justin, because you said that you've been arrested, actually. What happens when they shut down Mandelicon or someone else, or they want to shut down anyone else that's on social media or calling into a radio show? What do we do? That's why we need to be alert on this and stop this somehow. So go ahead, carry on. I'm waiting for other people here to call in if they want to. You can press 1 anytime, and because I got open phone lines here. I was expecting a few other callers here to call in tonight, and they have not done so. So as usual, you know, but if I wasn't on the air, they'd be blowing up my phone. Hey, why ain't you on the air? You know, so, but I'm waiting for other people here to join in. So, but go ahead, Justin, continue.
Well, you know, basically what, you know, these people are trying to do, they're trying to control the narrative. And, you know, with their actors, when Marco Rubio says internal affairs that, quote unquote, bad actors are interfering with, what he's referring to is Agenda 21 and the tenets of Agenda 21, the things that they're working towards, like, I mean, just globalism in a nutshell. You have people, and I mean, especially on social media platforms, that are advocating, like, they present themselves as like grassroots people who are just presenting their opinion, but they're actually being put up to this. I mean, it's kind of like paid protesters, if you will. Like, we all know about the paid protesters that were put up by George Soros and his cronies, but this is a little bit different. You, like, these people were, I would call them influencers. They're put on social media to mold and
propaganda,
shape public perception.
Propaganda. People that are promoting propaganda that's a false narrative to influence people, basically. That's what it's all about, and it's disgusting. You know, they're trying to influence people, and it's disgusting, actually. It really is. You know, so
well,
I
you know,
agree with you 100%. They're banning Alex Jones. You know, they're banning that. Before you know it, they're going to ban all of us. They're going to shut us all down. And before you know it, we're not going to have any say at all. And can they regulate the internet? You think they have the power to shut down the internet?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't really know. But I do know that right now they're in panic mode. They're losing in the fight. They're losing control of the narrative. Like, I mean, people are flocking to alternative media outlets. People are coming to places like here, Blog Talk Radio, and this is where people are actually tuning in. Like, if you look at, like, the ratings, CNN, you know, they're barely in the top 10. Fox News is at, like, the tip top of the pinnacle.
I've noticed myself on my ratings. My ratings have shot up, actually, about 30%. I mean, I'm getting so many phone numbers now that I can't even recognize on my call screen. I'm getting a lot of private numbers. I'm getting numbers that I do recognize. But, yeah, and then they're logging in through Facebook. But that's why it's important. We should set up a YouTube channel, and there's people out there that are listening right now. We should set up a YouTube channel and have a live broadcast and maybe have a live show for free, and then do a paid show where people could have to subscribe to it, and then put up our product. You know, like there's products out there. We talked about Amazon, how they're shutting us down. We could put our products up there for sale. You know, and I mean, and I could charge for advertisement also. This is something we need to take advantage of out there, people. Because, like Justin's saying here, they're going to be they're shutting down any way to make money or get your voice heard, and it's disgusting. And a lot of people may not understand what we're talking about here, but you need to, because Facebook could be regulated one day, you know. And what happens if they say you need to pay to use Facebook? You know how many people would probably pay just to stay on there to talk about their stupid crap? Hey, look at me, no phone at work. You know, talk about stupid stuff, you know. Hey, look at me. I'm at work. Can't talk right now. You know, I mean, they would pay to do that. And that's what I'm saying, you know. Because they're so stupid and ignorant, the American people out there. They really are. And meanwhile, you got your fake churchgoers out there, like I brought up in the beginning of the show, like Dr. Peter Ventura and other people that, you know, they're phony balonies, and you ask for their help, and they're nowhere to be found. You know, so, but go ahead, Justin, and then I'll get to another caller here. Just press one. I know who this is. I don't know. There's a couple other private numbers on there. I don't want to take a chance, and because I don't know who they are. I mean, people who have to hide their number, I'm a little skeptical about, because I got so many callers on the line right now. But, Justin, go ahead and finish your point, and then I'll keep you on the line, of course, because I don't really have an important topic here to talk about, but I also wanted to bring up about this NFL football crap here. I think anyone who watches NFL football, you should be ashamed of yourself. And I'm a football fan, and what's going on with this kneeling down on the flag crap is just disgusting. And these libtards out there, you know, let them support the NFL. I don't think I should support the NFL anymore. And I know it's hard because you got a favorite team out there, but – you know, what's going on in the NFL is just absolutely disgusting. It's politicized. And the NFL is about, you know, entertainment. It's about people being paid to play a game, and they're getting paid disproportionately. They're being paid too much damn money, first of all, and they get greedy. And that's a whole other subject, but we can get into that if anyone wants to get into that. But go ahead, Justin, before I get to another caller. Go ahead.
Just to, you know, to quickly wrap things up, what I believe that they're doing, and the reason why they're, you know, manically deplatforming people like Alex Jones right now, is they're trying to ban conservatives in the lead up to the midterm elections. These midterm elections are going to be really crucial. I'm not going to speak on behalf of Donald Trump. I don't know how you feel about him, or, you know, other listeners feel about him. I personally support him. And I think he's done a good job considering the entire time he's had one arm tied behind his back. And with these midterms coming up, like, I mean, you know, this could be really good for us, or it could be really bad for us. I mean, if we lose the House and we lose the Senate,
well, what do you mean by us? I mean, I Justin, to be honest with you, I'm not Republican or Democrat. I do support Donald Trump because he's not a part of the New World Order or establishment. That's a fact. That's a fact. And you know, but I don't believe in the Republican Party. I think it's a Republican crime division, and the Democrats are crime. But if we can drain the swamp, I think Donald Trump is doing a good job of draining the swamp. People are being exposed, you know,
exactly.
They're actually, you know what I mean? And I really do believe that. So, but anyway, Justin, stay on the line. I'll go ahead and get to my friend here, MandelaCon, and we'll see what he has to say here tonight. Go ahead, MandelaCon. Hello.
All right, Joe. What does it look like, man?
All right, you can have, take as much time as you want. Go ahead.
Well, listen, you know me. From the genesis of this wild relationship, we fast forward to this revolutionary revelation. And you remember a guy named Gil Scott Heron who said the revolution won't be televised?
Go ahead, yeah.
All right. Now, guess what happened? The FCC from 1063, CNN, C-SPAN, Fox, they thought they had a monopoly over how people communicate, but they made one terrible mistake. They opened social media to people like me. How do you think that from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, the UK, University of Kentucky, from the Congo to the Bongo, that I can touch the untouchables by just what I'm saying now? It's like a wave. It can go all across the globe. And the FCC, 1063, Fox, all them, the major ballers, who the shot callers, figuring that they're going to program the people in what they want them to do. This shit done got out of control called social media. I'm talking about Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Now, what's the problem that they came across? Is that you're not going to get not no truth through the FCC, radio, or TV. None whatsoever. None. The only way you can get just an inkling of truth is what we're doing now, right? Because I'm interacting
with
you.
Well, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. If they try to regulate the internet, if they try, because they made the mistake, you're absolutely correct. They gave us a social platform. The internet was a mistake. They screwed up. They made a mistake.
Right.
You're right. We're
right.
Being heard right. Everywhere.
What's happening is that capitalism based on imperialism is being challenged. Why? Because it was not a longevity program from the beginning to produce not what people can survive, but for people to thrive. If you look on social media today, people are selling everything from pussy to dick to anything, whatever they can sell. They're selling it on social media, right?
Well, I don't want to get too perverted here, but yeah, you're right. On Facebook. I mean, people are, yeah, you're right. You get pictures of naked girls on Facebook and all that other nonsense, and they promote this, and there's no way to stop it. But people like Alex Jones or people like you and me, they click the button, and then we're blocked. We're shut down, you know. But they'll put the pornography up there, and they'll put, you know, and that's another aspect of this crap that we got going on here is that you're right. They made a mistake, but they're using it for their own benefit.
But I wasn't trying to use it from the access of illicit activity, because there's a lot of good and legal products. People are coming up with enough inventions and things, and people are using it for their profits mostly, right? But you have people like me who don't get a penny, don't have a sponsor, don't have a finance committee, but I'm getting my words out. So the good thing is that
MandelaCon, hang on here. Hang on a second here. As soon as you start making money, they shut you down. We went over this on a Sunday. As soon as someone comes up with an idea and we get on one of these large platforms like Facebook or Amazon or eBay and we put out a good product and they say, whoa, this guy's got a great idea, and they shut you down and there's no repercussion. And that's what I'm trying to really get at here. You know what I mean? How do we combat this? How do we get back at them? How do we shut them down?
The first thing is that we got to realize that once they made a mistake, then comes capitalism or imperialism is about monopoly and greed. FCC and all that, you get a piece of the proceeds. Through this, they've been cut out. So now they're mad, right? They said, wait a minute, hold on.
Well, that's true. That's true, yes.
People are not going in corporate America. They're becoming their own corporate sponsors, and we're not getting a cut. So we got to intervene on behalf of the big ballers. But here's where we got them. Without us, a penny or $100 bill, I don't care how many they print, they don't move. It depends on our spending. So the final analysis to this is that if you set us down, you set yourself down. Take, for instance, this football that you're talking about, the National Fraudulent League. You don't realize that it's not the people out there.
National Fraudulent League. I'm going to give you the patent on that because I'm going to use it, though. So if I make any money, you got to get a percentage. National Fraudulent League. I like that.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, because, see, a lot of people don't know that your team never wins because you're not an owner, nor do you make sports memorabilia. Now, if you look at the hats, the shirts, the shoes, and all that, people in slave camps putting that shit together. You understand? And then when it gets back to the store.
Oh, yeah, the people making the jerseys are over there in India working for 3 cents an hour. Oh, yeah. And people are sitting in the stands saying, yeah, and they're going to pay $95 for a Tom Brady jersey. You know?
That
I think is disrespectful. You know?
Now, there you go. Now, that's where we, as American people, we got the upper hand. Now, people, they burning Nikes. They burn LeBron James jerseys and all that. Y'all don't realize what you're doing. The bottom line is what it's all about when it comes to capitalism based on imperialism. Well, what we're seeing is that the same people who own the teams, they also got their conglomerate, their clique, their gang, their thing, their La Costa Nostra. That they're the ones that produce and manufacture and distribute the sports memorabilia. It's not so much as the guys running up and down the field. It's the people like us who think that, look, I look like a Philadelphia Eagle when I come out. You look like a Denver Broncos when you come out. You see, our sons and daughters be sitting there watching this stuff, and as soon as we take it to the mall, they run right into the sports thing, and then they come out looking like one of the football players or the basketball players or the baseball players. So that's about $150 worth of stuff that is put together for $25. Can you imagine an envision?
Yeah.
If 10 million people.
That's crazy.
Running
that's
there.
Crazy. You're right. The profit
they
that they're making.
Weekend.
The profiteers. And who is the profiteers? It's not the people buying the stuff. It's the jackasses that are buying the stuff, giving the money to the profiteers who are making the stuff. So when you're looking at Odell Beckham and then you're saying, wow, he's standing up and kneeling down, you know, standing up for black people or white people or whoever the hell they want to stand up for 1 week, it's a crock of shit because he don't care. You know he don't because he's got $25 million in bank. And I just opened up tonight about these pastors and these people out there who've got everything and all the money. They don't care about you. They made
and
it.
Let me tell you
and
about,
that's a shame.
Let me tell you about all these players who look like, well, here's the biggest contract. And then the next week, there's another big contract. There's another big contract. Do you know that's a drop in the bucket compared to the sons and daughters as we soil and toil at $5 an hour or $20 an hour? Just to wear this stuff, just to put these emblems on our car and all this stuff. But y'all realize that they could pay me $100 million and they're going to make $1 trillion off my endorsement. See, so when you get one of the best out there.
That's another thing. I saw a guy, I was at 2 weeks ago, I was out there grocery shopping or whatever, and I see a guy pull up and he's got the Redskins logo all over his car. And he's Washington Redskins. Yeah, I said, how much money do you make doing that? Oh, well, I'm just a fan. No, you're a sucker.
He's a fool.
He's a fool.
Right.
That's
now,
right.
What I'm saying is that any of us as people, black or white, who's of the working class, and 80% of us are workers and poor peasants. Now, there's only 18% of the shrinking middle class and 2%, these owners, these producers, they're the shot callers from Omarosa, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, or whoever you want to name, all these people, they honestly think that they're going to think for us by using the FCC and radio and TV and sports and entertainment, like Jay-Z and Beyonce. Those people, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're not making that money that y'all think they are because they are not those real people. Those people are blown
now, they're
and
puppets.
Cloned. I mean,
They're being held by strings.
So we'll run out and buy their music, act as though we know these people, and that there's somebody close and loving to us. And yet, when we come outside, we have no relationship with the people.
There are heroes, you know.
And when we come outside, we have no access to the people across the street, next door, around the corner. All of our images is from idol worshiping on idols and sports and fantasy, which is not real. That's the real deal, man.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Mandela kind of got another caller here, so just stay on the line, and everyone will get their chance, of course. Everyone, you need to press one here tonight. I know I went off a little off topic here from what I originally opened up as, but basically we are staying on topic. Phonies and balonies. That's what they are. Like these pastors and these Catholic priests and these Jehovah's Witnesses. Phonies and balonies. That's what they are. That's what I call them. And none of them are here tonight. They're here all other times when they want to address Peter said, John said, and Matthew said, but they don't got nothing to say. So anyway, let's see here. Go ahead, 336. I think this might be Leroy here. I don't know. There he is. Go ahead, Leroy. Yeah, go ahead. What's up?
Yeah, what's up? I just jumped in about 10 minutes ago or so and was listening, so I guess the topic was phony baloney. So busy all day. I was lucky to get in here and get a call in today. But, yeah, dude, I like that National Fraudulent League. That's pretty good. And, you know, what gets me about them is, you know, they're all standing up, you know, I mean, sitting down, kneeling, and some are standing, to, you know, just to show respect. And but how many of them were felt so oppressed to do something in the offseason? How many, you know, no, they got to do it in front of the camera. Why? Because that's the only way they could get their word out, people say. My ass. You know, they make freaking, what, $60 million a year. They can't put an ad in the paper somewhere that costs $2.50. Don't give me that crap. And I read that story, too, that y'all was talking about how they, you know, get all this stuff, apparel and stuff made over in India. And the story's a little far-fetched, but, yeah, the people in India are not paid that well. The average person in India, by the way, can live off $1 a day, believe it or not. That's how cheap things are over there. If you don't believe me, I went to the doctors over there for a stiff neck. $40 later, after an hour's doctor visit, $40, U.S. dollars, I think. I can't remember if it was rupees or dollars. I had a prescription. I had a massage on my neck. You know, and everything. What would that have cost here in the United States? That would have been $450 easily. But
no,
the average,
$4,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know, but the average pay over there is 18.75 rupees. 18.75 rupees, which is the equivalent to 40 U.S. cents an hour, and they can live off a dollar a day. Yes, but. Think about it. I mean, that's pretty damn cheap labor right there.
Yeah, but listen,
what would happen?
What
would happen?
Leroy.
What I'm getting at is what would happen to third party countries like that if we started paying them the way we paid people over here? There wouldn't be poverty in India no more. It turned right around. Same with places in China
that
get paid them kind of crazy
wages.
That's
what I'm asking you. At the average home in India or Ethiopia or Congo or wherever they're making these damn products. Tell me something. They don't have flat-screen TVs. They don't have laptops. They don't have cell phones. So
No. Well, believe it or not, most of them do have cell phones.
Well, all right.
Everywhere
all right.
I've
I'm
been in the world. Everywhere in the world. But they don't have the other luxuries. Most of them don't even have a vehicle. If they have a vehicle, like in India, they have a motorcycle. And believe it or not, there is six freaking people on that one motorcycle. I got pictures of it I took while I was over there. The whole family. The little kid is on the freaking handlebars. There's another kid sitting on the gas tank. The dad's the first one in the seat. There's another kid behind the dad. And the wife is sitting side saddle holding another kid on the back freaking cargo rack. And they're going 50 miles an hour through Mumbai traffic, zooming and zipping in every which way. You go, God, I can't look now. And they're sitting there smiling the whole time. Hey, I'm alive. And they're happy like that. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I felt bad
and they're
for
happy,
them.
And they're happy to get paid. They're happy to get paid that $1. And that's a damn shame.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
It's
they're
a
happy
damn
to,
shame.
But then again, on the other hand, Americans are never happy. They always want more.
That's just,
so, I mean, you got
go.
Two sides. You got
correct.
Two sides to the story. And with the phony baloney pastors, that's why I told you you need to watch that movie Leap of Faith, man. With I think it's Steve Martin. You'll love it. It's he's a phony baloney pastor in the movie, going around doing all these things across the city where they have all these gatherings, and it shows how they got all the, basically, I guess you call them spotters or hundreds of people that work for them, basically going to restaurants, listening to everybody's problems and everything. So this way, they remember these people. When they come in, they radio them over to, you know, his earpiece and say, such and such is having problems with his heart right now, blah, blah, blah. So he's up on stage going, you there, row 2D, you have a problem with your heart, may God heal you, you know. And that's how it's done. It's not stupid. It's a whole freaking show.
You're right. There's scams like that, but there's simplistic scams also where people are just trying to be generic. Like, for instance, you know, they come out, you know, I'm your Christian brother. I'm your brother, you know, and you're my brother. Well, I need some help. Well, you can always call the Salvation Army. You could do this. How about you pull a $20 bill out of your pocket, brother? You're my brother, you know, and the thing of it is that, you know, it's all about the money, always. It's always about the money, bottom line.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about in America. So, I mean, am I going to say that every, hang on, am I going to say that every single person is bad? No. There's a lot of good people out there. There are. But the majority are lost. I mean, you know, especially the ones that get on
there.
If
there was no money in it, okay, for the pastor or the church or whatever, do you think they'd be pastors of the churches? No. I mean, how many pastors of churches, whatever, you see driving an old beat-up vehicle in a broken-down house or something because they got no money? No, they're driving nicer shit off my money. You know, pass that plate around. Give me some more money. But I mean,
well, that's
you know, the
I'm
ones
saying.
I like,
that's
the ones
I
the
said,
best, are
yeah.
the ones that walk up on you. They walk up on you in your yard while you're working out in the yard. I remember one time we were laying brick, and it must have been 190 degrees outside. I mean, it was so damn hot, I was thinking about drinking pickle juice. And, you know, sweating off my underwear was drenched. And one of these guys walk up to me. He says, sir, have you ever asked God to come into your life? I said, what the hell? I said, yeah. I was riding my dirt bike once and slid on some mud and a tree was right in front of me. I said, Jesus Christ! Real loud like that. I said, now grab a damn trowel and help out. He turned around and walked away. God would help me. Give me a brick, buddy. You know.
Well, what I'm saying is, listen. I'm saying that, you know, yeah, those are the people I know. They walk around, and Dr. Peter Ventura. I challenged him to tonight's show. And where is he? He's on vacation. You know. So you know.
I mean,
come on. You know. You know. Everyone's on. He's. They take more vacations than freaking the Pope. You know, I mean, come on.
It's not like people in Europe.
Times must be good. Meanwhile, members of the church are struggling, and he's taking their money. And I don't like that. I think that should be a crime. I think that's a crime against humanity. I don't think people who preach the word of God should get any type of salary. And, oh, you should have heard it when I brought that up to Dr. Peter Ventura when I said I'd like to do a show on that.
It'd be different.
Well, no.
Yeah, it'd be different if they asked for donations. Look, guys, this church costs money.
The pastor should not get a salary. Whoa!
No, but that's not a donation.
Did hell come above earth that day?
Well, I mean, no, they shouldn't get a salary, but what they should do is donations. And when they put the offering plate around, if that's what it's for, make it known. The donations you're receiving today are to help me run this church and help me preach to you guys.
But wait a second here.
This is how I make my living. And then either people are going to be generous or they're going to be like,
No. Well, why can't the pastor work a full-time job? Why can't a pastor work a full-time job and then do the church?
Oh, you mean he can't work 2 days a week?
Well,
he can't work 2 days a week.
That's what I'm trying to say, you know.
I know.
And they disagree. You know, I'm just trying to say that, hey, if he works 40 hours a week and he's got a church on second shift, that's, you know, I you know, we all know Jesus did exist. Jesus didn't freaking, you know, live in a brick house and don't throw stones at it, you know. The fact of the matter is, if you believe the Bible, which I do believe it, and if the apostles are true, then for God's sake, none of these pastors and priests live like those apostles. Let me tell you, they were all murdered and arrested because they disobeyed with the king's law. You know, they disobeyed. They fought for the poor. You know, they fought for the poor. And that's what the inspiration is that I get from the Bible, not what Dr. Peter Ventura is talking about. Give me a $20 bill so I can take a trip to Maine. You know, come on, man. You know, and of course,
yeah.
You know where
you know,
to be
and they should
tonight.
Be giving back some. Yeah, they should be giving back. I mean, they're all about helping people and everything, but you're right. How many of them actually, you know, give back? It's so funny. You get down on luck or something like that. You call the bill collectors up or something, and they say, can you ask your local church? Yeah, right. They're going to give me. What's he going to do? Give me a blessing?
They're locked.
You know?
The front doors are locked to the local church. The front doors are
yeah,
locked.
You can't get in.
How can a church – tell me something. How can the house of God be locked? You ever know? I mean, tell me. Go to your local church and tell me if you can open the door, folks. Everyone out there, I want you to drive to the first church you see and try to open the door. If the door's open, then, hey, that's a good church. But if it's locked –
yeah, there's a,
then you know where they stand, right? Come on now.
You
I
know how you treat
it.
You
had to
treat
a
church.
You'd be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you know what? If criminals came to steal from me, so what? It's of the Lord, right? Right? The Lord is in control, right? Go ahead.
Listen to Johnny Paycheck's song called "The Outlaw's Prayer." That's how they treat you right there. I mean, you know, if you go in church, why do you have to dress up all nice to go to church? First of all, I mean, that don't make
no
sense. People gonna look down. People gonna look down on me
if
I go in there with my raggedy old britches because it's Sunday and I'm gonna do some work around the yard and everything else. So I'm gonna have to change three damn times.
No, you come as you are. No, why does the pastor got to wear a three-piece suit that costs $550, you know? What I mean? I mean, but where's Dr. Peter Ventura tonight? I don't know. What do you think? Should I call him?
I don't know. I think he heard Leroy was on fire last week. He didn't want none this week. But
I don't know. I mean, what will happen is he'll run away and he'll hang up, but I did ask him. I said, "Hey, this is going to be one of my topics here tonight. You know, I want to know why does a pastor have to drive around in a brand new car if he serves God? Why? I'm going to call him right now.
Yeah,
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
I'll be quiet.
He may hang up. Yep. He's probably on the road or on vacation. One or the other. He won't answer. He knows the number. He won't answer. He's always answered in the past, right, Vandelicon? Hello? Hello?
Call my
dad. He ain't answering, is he? He hung up on me, I think he hung up on me. All right, let's cancel it. I don't know. Well, I'm going to give him one more chance, though. Let's try it.
Well, I'll give it.
Here.
Wait 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, let's see here. Yeah. Because he likes to play these games. There's no connection. I can't get through. All circuits are busy. You know, he plays those games.
And he's in California with a cell tower on top of everyone's house.
Yeah, he's a professional liar. Yeah, that's what he is. That's what we got to think of an abbreviation for a pastor on that. Professional liar. See, he won't answer. He'll run away. Hello, Dr. Peter Ventura. Hello.
Come on, man. Quit playing
hello?
With us now.
Hey,
listen.
He don't want to play.
Let me just address one thing.
That's Dr. Peter Ventura, the man of God. He won't even answer a phone call for us, will he? Don't tell me the lines are all circuits are busy. He hung up. There he goes. Goodbye, Dr. Peter Ventura. All right, anyway, we know he's a phony baloney. Imperial Beach is a phony baloney church. And I'm going to say that. I've known the guy. He's a phony baloney. Well, you know, what gets me angry.
He's educated, at least, about the Bible.
Well, you know, I asked, but you see, what the argument came about was because I asked him for some legal help, and it took him a year to get back to me on it. And, you know, and he's traveling around the country, and I'm like, hey, guy, you know, I mean, you talk about you're a brother in Christ, you know, and what's he do? This is what he does. This is what he pulls, you know. But anyway,
I've got
a theology professor. I got a theology professor, and I'll put an end to his church because he doesn't need to be scamming people. That's for sure. He scammed my father. He scammed my father out of $600. He did a good job. Well, thanks to me, of course. I vouched for him. I shouldn't have done that, but
anyway, the brainwave dudes.
Let me
anyway,
guys was putting on the issue right now, and it's very important that we know this. And we do know it, but we just may not recognize it. And I'll help you remember that the more doctors that we give our time to, the sicker and sicker we get. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, that's true.
The doctor doesn't use the word. I'm going to see my doctor. My mother used to tell me, I'm going to see my doctor. Then one day she said, I got to find another doctor. I said, what happened to him? She said, he died. So I said, Mama, something ain't right. Just like when you took me to church, remember that? And this is what gets me to the pimps and the pulpits. Now, remember I just said that anytime we go prescribe ourselves to a doctor, all of us, we get sicker and sicker. We don't need no doctors. We need to go inside of us and go natural, and we'll heal ourselves from within. That's one. Two, these pimps in the pulpit. And it's no different than a pimp on the corner or a pimp in the pulpit. You know, I call them, y'all call them pastors. I call them bastards. We call them ministers. I call them sinisters. Right? Now, here's the deal.
Just like the Black Jesus Sinister, right? Black Jesus Sinister. Whatever. Hey, Mandelicon, real quick. Whatever happened to Black Jesus Sinister? Is he still around?
He underground somewhere, spewing his toxic venom. But it's okay. It's okay.
Underground.
The point I'm trying to bring up is this: of capitalism based on imperialism. Now, usually, when you go to a nice, good church, or anyway, God, this, God, that, and then there's this gold plate, you know, the beacon, the ushers, and everybody, they all acting so humble with humility and nobility, and the congregation don't realize what's happening. Now, I would rather be raped with a joker with a black mask on and a Glock in his hand and robbed than to be robbed by a pimp in the pulpit. But here's what happened. They take the golden plate, they pass it around, and they be talking, and they be playing that music, and you being seduced like the Jim Jones Kool-Aid, and you stuffing that golden plate, and then the plate disappears. And then all of a sudden, the plate comes back empty, and the guy up there says, look, God is not happy. God says, somebody's holding back. God says, look, give. What? So then it goes around again. So then by the third time the plate go around, what you don't realize is that you done been robbed and you never see a penny of that $100 bill no matter what consequence comes up. Here's what happens. It goes behind the curtain. The deacon and the treasury, usually somebody he's sticking, the treasury, she counting that money and they add that till up. And once that till goes through, by Monday, they take their cut and then they put another big piece of it into the corporate banks. Now, here's where they get the money. They get the money off the interest because that 501c3 is all a big scam. And then the bottom line is...
That's true. You're right.
My mother finally, she invited this pastor over to the house. And I said, Mom, I'm going to show you something now. And my daddy said, well, go ahead. Let him do it. Because my daddy, he never liked giving his $20 to my mama for her to go put in the plate. But then when he came, you know they love breast, thighs, and legs. And they ain't all got to be on the chicken. If it wasn't with Adam and Steve, they'll get a red side leg of anybody in the church, including the little daughter. But the key is this. When he came and then it was time to cut the chicken up and put it all on everybody's plate, I served the chicken. And on the pastor's plate, I put a back, a gizzard, and a neck. He didn't get the breast, thigh, or leg. When I put that back, that gizzard, and a neck on his plate, you know that joker looked at me like, he said, oh, you crazy. And I looked at him like, look, this is my house. I live here, and I decide who's going to get what. And my daddy deserves the leg. I deserve a breast.
I want the breast.
You understand me? So he ate it, but then he didn't come back for dinner no more when he knew that I was chilling out. What the hell he was going to get?
That's a pretty good story.
I know it.
Yeah.
All right, listen, everyone, we got to wrap up the show. So everyone give their final opinion here. I don't have unless other people want to press one here, they can check in with us. I know I lost Justin. Justin dropped here just now, actually. It was a good show, though, but we need to end it a little bit early. Maybe I want to watch Colin Kaepernick tonight. I don't know. But I'm going to go ahead. Mandelicon, I want you to take 4 minutes, and then Leroy gets 4 minutes, and then I'll wrap it up unless someone else presses one. Go ahead, Mandelicon, you're first. Go ahead.
All right, let me say this. When it comes to the people for freedom, justice, and total independence, we got to get off of our knees, on our feet, and into the streets collectively for freedom, justice, and total independence. I've never known or seen a time in history where people were on their knees to get a redress from a rotten, filthy social system. So it doesn't matter for me. When I say just do it, I don't mean Nike or Colin Kaepernick. I mean that we the people, by the people, for the people, other people, if we really want to change, and I'm sure a great percentage of us do, we're going to have to put aside our bias and prejudice and recognize that our birthrights are at stake. And someone is lying to us. Anytime we look at the TV, we know we're being lied to. Anytime we go to a what we call a corporate-sponsored institution, we know we're being lied to. Why? We're being lied to because it takes representation with taxation. By saying that, whoever represents you, you're supposed to be getting the most, not the least, the most access to communications, water, food, clothing, shelter, healthcare, protection, and education, not indoctrination. Now, when somebody say, well, look, that's my representative, and if you're getting the worst bang for your buck, we've been lied to. This is why we are offering the class action of 567. We the people need a class action collectively to overturn the tyrants. The tyrants are put in office by lobbyists, corporate sponsors, foreign governments. We the people don't have no lobbyists because we divided. Divided we stand, together we all fall. So if you don't like me because I'm black, I don't like you because you're white, you don't like me because I'm old, you don't like me because I'm young, or I don't like you because you're straight, you don't like me because I'm gay, or so forth and so on. You dig? I'm saying that because we got a divided people who need sustenance. What do they need? We all need the most access to communication, water, food, clothing, shelter, healthcare, protection, education, and non-indoctrination. That's what we all need. But where we are messed up, temporarily, mentally insane, is that we must become our own lobbyists. And I'm only here to help us remember. We must become our own lobbyists with our pennies and $100 bills. We must come together in these local, county, city, state, municipalities, and we can challenge the local, county, city, state, and it will lead to the federal indictment of a government ran by corporations and foreign governments. That thing in Washington. That thing in Washington does not represent the people of this country. I don't care how you try to slice it and dice it. Don't be up under this idol worshiping, because that's all we're doing, the latest political version of idol worshiping, even on the local level. We didn't pray, vote, shoot, or go to school our way into this oppression. Somebody made a decision that it's all mine, and we're going to use every measure we can to control it. And we're just going to give a trickle down to those who can afford to have it. So if you can't afford no health care, you can't afford no education, you can't afford no food, you can't afford no this, then it's like you're on an island by yourself. But that's not no just society. So we're at the end of this stage. We're at the end of this era. We're at the age of Aquarius, where change is womanatory. It has to be, or else we're in the same process of kill or be killed, the survival of the fittest. So sports is one thing, but we know that the number one sport across the world is hunting, sport and field, right? It ain't the Super Bowl, it ain't the World Series, it ain't the NBA championship. The number one sport is hunting, lions, tigers, gorillas, people, you name it. The number one sport is blood talks, hunt, 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 and hunt, and hunt, and kill. That's really the number one sport. If you notice, a lot of people in sports say, I'm going to kill you, even though they're shooting the dunk. Or I'm going to kill you, even though I'm making a vicious tackle. Or I'm going to kill this ball, even though it's a home run. But it's the same objective, kill. Why do we have to kill each other? For what? For who? For what? It's because we're temporarily mentally insane. That's why we come in with the people's revolution of live and let live, one love, the bloodless revolution.
All right, my dog,
that is not a damn thing anyone can do about it. So much love, much respect to each and every one of you.
All right, thank you. And I'm thankful also for all the many people in the chat room. We had about 12 people in the chat room tonight, so that was pretty cool. 12 people, and then I had about 12 on Facebook that were tuning in tonight, so that's pretty good. We had a bunch of people on the phone line, so hey, we got some listeners tonight. That's good. Leroy, go ahead. I want you to take a couple minutes, say whatever you got to say, and then I'll have my closing. And unless anyone else wants to press one.
I probably won't take a whole 4 minutes, but you know, I'm gonna touch base back what he said about doctors and stuff. You know, just the local store down the road here from us, Pharmaco. I was there one day last week, and I was just grabbing a couple little things. I normally grab a Monster Energy, a Slim Jim, or whatever, a beer. It don't matter. I can't remember what I was there getting, but it's relevant. The little man walks in the store, and he swear he was 90, 95 years old. He might have been older than that. And anyway, I'm watching what he's getting. He gets a pack of gum and a pack of Pall Mall non-filters. And this dude, I mean, he has to be. There's no exceptions. He's over 90. And I'm looking, I'm going, Jesus, he's smoking, and he's this old. And anyway, he leaves the store, you know, after he busts out his, you know, his change purse and counts it out for 5 minutes to get his $6 or whatever. But I didn't mind. I didn't mind. Most people would be in line going, oh, geez, come on. But, you know, I'm patient with the elderly. So anyway, he walks out of the store. I said, geez, he got a pack of Pall Malls? And the lady said, yeah. And there was a guy in here earlier that just celebrated his 101st birthday, bought a pack of smokes and pumped his own gas. I was like, Jesus. I mean, you know, doctors. But the thing is, if you ask one of them how many times you go see a doctor, they'll probably tell you never. You know, they don't go see anything we need to heal ourselves, I believe, is already on this earth. We don't need no chemicals to heal ourselves. Now, if you break a bone or something like that, that's different. You got to go get, you know, it lined up properly unless you want to, you know, look like some jackleg, you know, legs all crooked if you break a leg or something. You know, it's just certain times you have to go to a doctor. But I think part of the reason also why healthcare is so expensive is the U.S. people. The Americans, we drove up the cost of healthcare because we're all so happy. You go to a doctor for his opinion, for his thing, just like you do anything else. So sometimes doctors are wrong because they diagnose you wrong. But because of that, they have to carry all these malpractice insurances and all this other crap to cover their ass, which is outrageously expensive if you're a doctor. So what do they have to do? They have to jack up their prices even more. Because people keep suing them. Oh, hell, he diagnosed my hangnail and took my finger off. You know, I mean, that's what happens in Andy Penn, by the way. But you go there at hangnail, they amputate your arm. But it's a cumulative effect. Now, should a doctor be driving around in a Mercedes and live in a nice, fancy mansion? Of course, I think they should. If they're serving people, they went to college for 8 years or 10 or 12 or how many ever they went. And they're doing this, and a doctor's schedule is not easy. They work some damn freaking hours. Matter of fact, doctors have the highest suicide rate and drinking rate among any profession. It has to be something with the way they deal with the public and everything else. So I think we're the cause of prices being so expensive here because we're all so damn sue happy all the damn time. But that's about it. I mean, you know, I just want to touch base on my thoughts on that. But I'm not watching the Colin Kaepernick show tonight, and I never bought a pair of Nikes anyway. I'm not too worried about all that, but I hope Nike goes under. it's just my personal preference. That's about it.
Well, I like Pumas. Pumas are from my time, so remember what happened to Pumas?
Pilas.
Yeah, but anyway, I agree with you. Create you about doctors and everything, but anyway, we had a good show tonight. Justin left us. I wanted to give him a closing remark. He left us, but Tune in next Thursday, and I'm sure we'll have a good show again. I don't know. I thank Elizabeth Rondo for sticking with us. She's listened to us here the entire show. I make sure I pay attention to her number, Elizabeth Rondo in Yalesville, Connecticut. And I don't know, BitBanker didn't chip in tonight. I don't know what's going on with him, but I'm sure he's listening. And let's see here. Actually, Deborah Lewis is listening. That's good. I see, let's go down the line here. My friend Eden is listening, and then my friend Brad is listening. And then I think Steven is listening. Mr. Steven is listening, so that's good. I'm going down the line here. So anyway, it was a good show, and we talked a lot about important things. And if you missed Sunday's show, go back and listen to it, man. At Amazon.com, we will be attacking you in the future from this show, and we will be contacting other media outlets. We're not going to let that go, and I'm hoping my supporters and my listeners won't let it go. And if you missed last Sunday's show, shame on you. And you and I don't know, usually Mike from Wisconsin is usually here. He's not here tonight. I don't know what happened to him. So, you know, and like I said, I get disgusted. You know, people ask me to do a show, and I do it, and they don't show up. I don't like that. I don't like that. So, but anyway.
Well, with all due respect, you know, summer is coming to an end. A lot of people are doing last-minute things right now.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I understand he must be busy and other people are busy, but, you know. Anyway, we'll do another show on Thursday night. Thursday night, contact me if you got a topic that you want to have discussed. Contact me. Or send me your suggestions. Anyway, Leroy, I need to talk to you privately on the telephone.
I'm gonna call you after the show.
And I want to talk.
I got it.
All right, very good. All right then. Everyone, good night. Take care. God bless. Be safe.
All righty. Bye bye.